This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For America can be great again, she must be free.
Before America can be great again,
she's a woman.
Be free again.
You're
listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, a good way to treat a lady like this.
We're going to return the republic and liberty to her rightful place, right on top of those capitals. Wayne Madsen's our guest for another 5 minutes. Then, I should have plugged this earlier, this guy's a wild man, a superstar. The founder of Vice, till he went sideways, Gavin McGinnis, compoundmedia.com. He's going to be joining us to talk about all this. We'll take phone calls. I got a special report Paul Watson did on Hillary really acting like she's a mental patient. And again, folks, you know, I don't just hype something because it sounds like something fun to hype. There's always enough real stuff to go with. Hillary's acting so freakazoid, just when I normally see her, she's either all enraged looking, or she looks like she's on drugs, and then she does these weird things where she just goes, and people are like, are you okay? Or like the balloons, like a little baby going, oh. You're a smart guy, Wayne Madsen. What do you think's going on with Hillary?
Well, look, we still don't know what happened when she had that episode with a brain issue, apparently as a result of a fall when she was Secretary of State. Even her husband said it was more, Bill Clinton said it was more serious than what had been reported. So, again, usually medical issues are off limits during campaigns. But as we know from the 72 campaign, when McGovern had to drop Senator Tom Eagleton off the ticket as vice president, yes, medical issues are a very cogent issue during a presidential campaign because whether it's president or vice president, this is the person that's going to be in charge of the country or potentially in charge of the country, and their medical condition should be at issue. And
well, sure, but I mean, normal people don't start doing these weird tics. I mean, this is stuff I see like homeless folks that are schizophrenic on the side of the road.
Yeah, and even after that episode, Hillary was wearing some special glasses, which are for people who have trouble keeping their balance after some sort of episodic event dealing with the brain. So
you're leaning towards stroke.
I would say stroke or an aneurysm that they caught before it was fatal. But there's obviously, and it could be, as you suggest, prescription medication she's on. I think there should be questions asked about her physical condition.
What about Bill Clinton? I mean, when I say he looks like a corpse, when I say he looks like a zombo, I mean, he could be in a movie as a zombie now.
Well, you know, he's had heart surgery, too. And you know, we know he was a major user of cocaine in his younger days. And I think all that catches up with you after a while. Look at some of these aging rock stars. And they can't even pronounce two words together later on in life.
Sure, the word is he's on coke until just a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And look, we're not just picking on Democrats. We know that George W. Bush had an affectation for the white powder as well. And
Nixon took a lot of pills.
Yeah, Nixon was a drunkard and a pill popper, especially towards the end. But you know, it's fair game for anyone, Republican or Democrat. They're medical. Of course, the media is not touching it because
sure. We got 1 minute left, Wayne Madsen. What else do you expect them to go after Trump with? Because it's gotten crazy.
I think his wife is the one they're going after now, Melania. There's suggestions being floated that she was working in the United States illegally when she was a model. Now there's some suggestions, and this bears all the markings of a Karl Rove, that she was some sort of an escort at one time. None of this, of course, is provable, but remember the Rove paradigm. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. Throw it against the wall and see what's
Well, plus, it's all off limits because Trump doesn't make a big issue out of all that stuff.
Right. You know, and I mean, we know everything there is to know about Trump's personal life. He used to be on the cover of People magazine in the 1980s. Ad nauseum, ad infinitum, it was always a Trump story. Studio 54 or whatever it was, you know. So there's not much more there.
Absolutely. Well, she's a beautiful woman. I guess that's her only crime with a lot of these so-called feminists. who just really want to run women's lives and boss women around and are really a cretinous group of people. Wayne Madsen, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Goodbye, Alan.
Gavin McGinnis, straight up.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look, real simple. There are people that want to conquer nations and control everything and create poverty so they can sit over you and lord over you and then dictate the terms of your surrender. Then there are people who are confident and who want to produce incredible wealth and turn everybody loose as long as you don't take something from them that you didn't earn. Those are called confident people. It's Renaissance culture versus conquest culture. And in every system and in every time in history, there's been a mix of those two. But North Korea is a pure conquest slave culture. You could call maybe the Netherlands 100 years ago, a pure innovation culture. And it's innovation that creates high culture, incredible true diversity, and incredible choices. And everything the so-called liberals are doing is about destroying those choices, and that's why I can't stand them. I mean, because they're not just totalitarians. They claim they built all this renaissance. Like Obama, I played the clip last hour. We're going to play it coming up. He is running around right now saying that he and the government built our prosperity. I've got the full quotes here in an article. It's a shorter clip. He said, if you like roads, you like General Motors, you like business, you like jobs, it's the government. That's the craziest thing historically. It is individual systems and ideas and large populations that produce civilization. I mean, I love Bill Maher bitching. I play the clip where he goes, I want more death. I want more abortion. I want more murder. Whatever gets the freeway moving. Hey, Dumbo, there's a big freeway in a mega city because there's 15 million people in Los Angeles and the greater area. And, yeah, you swim to a coral reef and there's like 10,000 fish. You're like, oh, there's so many fish. You might go 10 miles before you see more fish. It's the same thing. You see all these people, that's the opportunity. If you don't like people, go to the countryside. Believe me, sometimes I want to. But don't say there's too many of them. Kill them so I can get on the freeway. There won't be a freeway, Dumbo. The truth is these are very unhappy people. And that's why they're out to get society. And you look at how hateful Hillary Clinton is. She's a great example. Gavin McGinnis' train had a problem. So he's going to be with us in about 10 minutes or so. Let's go to this Paul Joseph Watson report. Dealing with Hillary Clinton. It's up on Infowars.com. And we'll also put that article up on screen so TV viewers can actually get the URL. Because this needs to go extremely, extremely viral. It deals with Hillary Clinton and her medical condition. Experts, Hillary is a sociopath and could have brain damage. I think she looks like she has a rubber mask on and is about to pull it off. I mean, she looks like the woman that basically goes into the White House and Mars Attacks and pulls the mask off and she's a big green alien. Now, I'm not saying she's actually a green alien. I'm saying she looks like a cross between the Joker and the Wicked Witch of the West. I want to know where the flying monkeys are. That's her assistant or whatever, Uma Abedin or Bill Clinton's like a flying monkey. But there's got to be some end to this. So if you're a radio listener, it's Paul narrating. If you're a TV viewer on stations here and there around the country or at Infowars.com/show, this video should be seen by everybody because she looks and acts like a total whack job. If I was interviewing somebody for a job and they were doing stuff like this, I would ask them, if they needed a drink of water before they left, because I wouldn't be wanting to be around someone who's obviously psychotic. I mean, she looks like, again, a person that you see on the side of the road who's a full-blown schizophrenic. But if I had to analyze her from the psychological studies, I'd say she's a hardcore borderline personality disorder, leaning into full psychosis on a bunch of different fronts, and who routinely has psychotic breaks. She doesn't give tips. You can't look her in the eyes. She treats the Secret Service like dog crap. She yells and screams at other protective details. It's all on record that she is a lunatic. Here's the special report.
What on earth could be the reason behind Hillary Clinton's bizarre behavior in recent weeks? Weird seizures, psychotic facial tics, over-exaggerated reactions, coughing fits, strange lesions on her tongue. Is Hillary on the verge of a mental breakdown due to stress, or are her strange outbursts linked to a medical condition? Is Clinton suffering from actual brain damage, or are these odd manifestations just an expression of some kind of narcissistic personality disorder? I talked privately with psychologists and psychiatrists to try and answer this question, and here's what they told me. We know Hillary fainted and hit her head back in 2012, leading to a blood clot in her brain. In almost half of sufferers, this leads to side effects and neurological issues. According to neurologist Dr. Daniel Kasiche, Hillary has post-concussion syndrome and cannot tolerate stress-inducing environments. Experts told me that this footage likely shows Hillary having a mild Jacksonian type of seizure caused by a side effect of the blood clot. Notice how shocked the reporter is by her behavior and how Hillary tries to turn it into a joke, but then continues having the seizure. Notice how it was triggered by several different people talking to her at once, which is a known cause of seizures. Is this why Hillary refuses to give press conferences? We see similar traits in this footage, the crazy eye movements, the overreaction to external stimuli. the weird elongated bathroom break in the middle of a televised debate, which insiders said was a flare-up of problems from her brain injury.
And we believe Secretary Clinton will be coming around the corner any minute.
Reports that she can barely stand up after giving a speech. The coughing fits, which is yet another side effect of strokes.
I almost say put her in, man. Just
difficulty swallowing, choking, a garbled voice. Again, all side effects of strokes.
It's caused nuclear war.
Guess what else is a side effect of strokes? Spontaneous outbursts of laughter that go on for longer than is socially comfortable.
I know Bernie Sanders said that, quote, the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails. But there are a lot of people who are not.
Well.
including FBI officials.
Some aspects of Hillary's freakish behavior could be explained by the blood clot, but others could be a manifestation of her notoriously unstable personality and even drug abuse. Her sudden, profound, and disproportionate bouts of rage, confirmed by former Secret Service agents, former K-9 handlers, and her own campaign insiders. An anonymous campaign aide told the New York Post that Hillary unleashed, quote, screaming childlike tantrums that have left staff members in tears and unable to work.
Byrne paints a disturbing picture of what he claims Hillary is like behind the scenes.
When something goes wrong, she seems to go right off the scale. Instead of trying to fix what the problem is, she goes right to anger and berates who she holds responsible for.
Byrne told me that as First Lady, Hillary actually hit a Secret Service agent in the back of the head with a Bible.
She became angry about something. She had a Bible in her hand. She didn't actually throw it at him. As he described it to me, she leaned forward and kind of punched him in the hit him in the head with it.
He says the Clinton White House was like a battlefield, and the president showed up one morning with a black eye to prove it.
They even said they had to give her, quote, chill pills to calm her down. These outbursts are likely linked to years of persistent drug abuse. Her susceptibility to rage whenever she's challenged would also explain the complete dearth of press conferences and why her campaign builds human walls to keep reporters away. Hillary is also likely on the autism spectrum. She has virtually no empathy for other people. One expert told me that Hillary has high-functioning autism with attendant sociopathy.
Yep.
We came, we saw, we died.
This would explain the exaggerated expressions. They're to compensate for what psychiatrists call emotional illiteracy. Could this be why her efforts to connect with people seem so forced, so insincere?
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
There's even speculation that she could have contracted syphilis from sex addict Bill Clinton, which may explain the apparent lesion on her tongue. Then you have the memory lapses. Huma Abedin saying Hillary is, quote, often confused. The pathological lies about being under Bosnian sniper fire. The lies about her email scandal. All signs of cognitive impairment, personality disorder, or both. All this, while the Clinton campaign claims her only issues are allergies and hyperthyroidism. Hillary could be mentally incapacitated and incapable of handling stress, even before she takes on the most stressful job in the world. Barack Obama claims Donald Trump is unfit to be president because of his rhetoric. But is Hillary Clinton physically unfit to be president?
She's obviously mentally ill. She's out of control. Evil people, particularly folks like her, rot as they get older mentally. It's just historical fact. And she is a clear and present danger to this republic. Part of me wants her to go ahead and just get in and totally wreck this whole globalist agenda forever. They think she's going to save it. Oh, she'll end it. Unless she has a nuclear war. And this is somebody who has a thing out to dominate women and men. And who's extremely warlike. And the Russians have pegged her. They think she's very, very dangerous and is really going to escalate the situation. And the Pentagon is scared of her. They have a lot of intelligence analysts that have come out and said Hillary is super bad news. I've talked to soldiers, multiple soldiers that protected Hillary Clinton when she was the Secretary of State in Iraq and other countries. And it's like she goes under mind control trance. Well, I'm not even at liberty to tell these stories. I'm just going to stop right there. People wouldn't believe it anyways. This country is in so much trouble, and so is the world. But basically, Hillary just cuts off in a car like a robot. She just sits there and goes into a trance. Well, you know, when they're driving through Baghdad or whatever, she is, something's wrong with her.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Gavin McGinnis, was a time zone issue. He thought it was on next hour. But he's going to get here. He'll probably stagger over, be with Anthony Gucciardi as well in the fourth hour today. Really informed guy. Also funny. Founder of Vice. Always fun to see his videos online and to hear his radio show. He's going to be joining us. I'm going to cover the waterfront, the latest Islamic attacks, France, water park, the whole Burkini Day, non-Muslim swimming attire banned. We told you that was coming next. It's all part of henpecking us into submission. It's why Islam, extreme forms of it, obviously, Orthodox Islam, works so well with the left because it's so anti-liberal. But continuing here with what I was getting into, the economic collapse in Venezuela, that people are slaughtering and eating zoo animals. It's gotten that bad. It's just murder in the streets, burning cities, starvation. It's getting worse by the minute. But this is a communist utopia. But don't worry, it pays the biggest amount of money back of any Latin American country, the IMF and World Bank. So they're good little slaves of the New World Order, following through with all of that. Now, here's Obama a few years ago saying, you didn't build your business. And now he's come back and said that, you know, if you don't like America, because America's all about big government, get out of America. Even though everybody knows America was supposedly about small government. Here's the clip.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own.
Absolutely not.
You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there.
Collectivism, claiming your work is somebody else's. Slavery is the name of it.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life.
Good pause real quick. This is the essence of class envy. Obviously, your mother gave birth to you and wiped your butt and fed you and took care of you. Obviously, grandma and grandpa did that and daddy did. Obviously, teachers helped you. But to imply, though, that you can't say you built something, if a painter teaches you how to paint, they helped you, but you painted that painting. If Nico, in their books a guest, or comes up with an idea, or if Matt does, or if Allie does, they did that. If I go lift weights or go jog, I did that. By the way, when I screw up, I did that too. But the idea that, hey, you didn't do that, we all have a right to what you did. Okay, well, on average, the average person in the U.S. pays about 45% in some form of tax. If you're upper middle class, you pay 40% federal tax alone, 65-70% tax. France has a 75% federal tax on average and a bunch of other taxes at about 90%. On upper middle class and nouveau riche, for people making €1 million a year, it's 101% for 5 years running. Totally regressive. To control everyone, because the elites all have loopholes to not pay the tax. They're consolidating power. Now, I mean, serfs in ancient Europe had to pay 10 to 20% to the king, to the noble that worked for the king. I pay upwards of 70% in taxes. Is that enough? Can I keep 30%? And let me explain something. The way they've changed the rules, so I have law firms and CPAs. I've gone around. Since Obama got in, I thought it was bad before. They take new equipment and stuff I buy, supposedly is owned by the company and owned by me, and we pay taxes on it every year, and it appreciates out. It's incredible. It's hard to even buy stuff, computers and cameras. And on top of what I pay crew members, I got to match their Social Security and FICA. But the average person doesn't run a company, so they don't know. So they hear Obama up there now saying, hey, if you don't think the government did all this and you don't like big government, just get out of here. Here it is. This is yesterday.
And you know, I always tell people who are anti-government in the United States, try going to a country where the government doesn't work.
We're from a group
and you'll
like
see
you.
That you actually want a good government. It's a useful thing to have. But it's not enough on its own if you also don't have then the ability of people in the private sector.
Yeah, the multinationals coming in to exploit the people. That's why he said communism's good. Remember in South America, Argentina. He said communism is really helpful, but we need internationally multinational corporations to come and work with it. You're a slave under communism, and the big banks come in above the law, land in helicopters, and run your slave factory or run your mine, and you get nothing. But there's guys with red flags and machine guns aimed at you that, you know, rape your wife. So everything is really, really cute and fun. Now, when we come back, Clint Eastwood, Trump challenging Obama's pussy generation. Just effing get over it, 86-year-old actor says. I got to tell you, the biggest all-time actor of all time, and I really love Clint Eastwood's courage. I love all these jackasses go, he's 86 years old. You know, shut up. This guy still produces and directs movies that most of you could never even do. So
we're
shut
on
up.
The march.
You collectivist thumbsuckers.
Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
To the ether, originating from Central Texas. Yeah, I've been out on the road for a lot more than 40 days. Last night in San Antonio, put me in a haze.
To the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's 30 minutes to the next hour with Anthony Gucciardi, because I got to go to a meeting, or I'd be here the next 30 minutes after that, the fourth hour. Gavin McGinnis, Twitter at Gavin_McGinnis. And, of course, he's got his own big media operation. He's one of the guys that founded Vice, a big fan of it back when he ran at CompoundMedia.com, and hosts his own global transmission every day. So you can find that. In fact, up against me, which is great. They blow my head off. Gavin McGinnis is still there. Because I'm not in competition with this guy. I'm in competition with those that want to end competition. Barack Hussein Obama, who we just played the clip saying, government, there's a full speech. I didn't play all of it. It creates everything. You didn't build your business. You know, it's kind of part two of that. The all-out assault on Trump, they're now saying that Melania kept going back and forth and getting visitor visas, and so she might have been illegal, but she then became a citizen, and that she might have been an escort. That's the new attack. Imagine if they were attacking a Democrat's wife saying she might have been an escort. Look, Trump never said lock people up who have escorts, but I don't think she was an escort. The point is that this is getting crazy, and so I'm wondering, where does this go? Where does this go next? So Gavin McGinnis joins us. Where should we start? I mean, I got to say, this is the most entertaining thing I've ever seen. People that say they're bored, Gavin, I don't know what planet they're living on. This is sensational. Everywhere, you can't throw a stick without, you know, hitting some ultra massive sensational incredibleness. I mean, I am actually in heaven right now.
Yeah, I always say that to people at Fox too who aren't on the Trump train. I go, you're an entertainer. This guy is a right-wing entertainer. I don't understand why you don't support him. What are you, crazy? At the very least, even if you're a liberal, you have to admit, this is the first time, and I'm going to say a quarter century, that dads have even cared about an election. They're answering questions on polls. They're asking, Americans are asking details about contested conventions and all this minutia about Congress. For the first time ever, we care, and that's because it's exciting.
So I think we are seeing a major reawakening happening. I threw out quite a platter there. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, this war on millennia is curious, and I was shocked to see the New York Post is doing it because they've been with Trump since the beginning. But it seems like they want to – Hillary's people, their only card is genitalia, women, women, women. And they've noticed that when you bring up Melania, probably because she's so stunning, that it loses women's vote. I actually met a woman – at the airport, and she was complaining about Melania, and she's saying, I don't want a whore for the first lady. She yelled that in the airport bar, and I just thought, these women are unhinged. Why did we have the 19th Amendment again?
Well, you think liberals would love the girl-on-girl shoot.
Yeah. No, they have to be ugly for them to like lesbians. They have to be hirsute and be wearing a...
So Janet Reno and Hillary would be okay.
Yeah, that would they have to be African-American women of color for it to be interesting, with really ugly tattoos, you know, masculinized. But they're really going for this emotional vote. And I read an interview with Michael Moore, of all people, and he said 81% of voters are female, visible minority, or young. And those are disproportionately emotional groups. And if they can just keep hammering this same propaganda on them, it's going to be a real force to be reckoned with, because the same ones, the dads, are the only ones voting with their brains.
And by the way, it's not like the, quote, women and minorities are getting something going with Hillary and the globalists. They want them even more poor. That's why they target them. I mean, this is so obvious.
That's the frustrating thing, is in progressives, in their mind, it goes like this. There's the left that wants to help the poor and give blacks welfare, and that's nice. And then there's the mean Republicans who want to deny everyone. They're all about austerity, and they say, you don't need money. You're a lazy piece of trash. It's never occurred to them that we here on the right, the libertarians, the conservatives, a lot of the Republicans, we don't like welfare for black people because we don't think it's good for them. And we see examples of this time and time again. Look at American Indians. They've been hurt with welfare and freebies. Freebies leave you worse off.
Well, sure. I mean, the reservation was set up to dehumanize them.
Exactly. We didn't evolve to like free stuff. We didn't evolve to get free college. We evolved to have punishment for bad decisions. And if you spent $250,000 taking speech pathology at NYU, you got to be punished. That was a dumb move.
Well, look at how they say don't feed the squirrels at the park. I mean, because they turn into these obese, mindless, lazy creatures.
Yes. Well, they still like to talk about how the poor in America are starving. And how there's so many hungry children. John Stossel summed it up best. He said, the biggest problem America has right now is that our poor eat too much.
Well, look, I've been overweight before myself, so a little bit. But I got to tell you, I was in San Antonio yesterday taking care of business, and it's the fattest city in the U.S. And you're driving around, it's like being in the movie WALL-E. I don't hate these people. I feel sorry for them. But, you know, it's crazy. What is going on here?
Yeah, you know, Michelle Obama had a point. She said that we have to watch out for nutrition in schools, and we have something like 500,000 people die of obesity every year. I don't have a problem with you if you're fat. Some of my best friends are fat. I'm fat. But you can't – right now we glorify it, and we say it's healthy for you. You're going to be fine. Look at this hot bikini bod this woman has. And you go, look, I'm not judging you, lady, but you're dying. And this is what we keep doing. We keep normalizing bad behavior or vices, really. And we do this with trans. We go, it's good that you're becoming a woman. It's healthy that you're removing your penis. And we're giving children hormone blockers because we're saying it's good that you think you're a woman and you're a man, even though...
Well, my issue is, why do I have to pay for it? I mean, if anybody wants to cut their, you know, their wee-wee off, that's their issue, but why am I paying for it?
And it's child abuse. You give a kid hormone blockers at 10 years old...
No, I agree. That's child abuse.
Chemical, and you're encouraging something that has a brutal suicide rate. So we're now normalizing behavior that is so off the wall that it's dangerous. And look at Salon, by the way. It's like normalizing pedophilia and saying, don't call them child molesters if they haven't molested children. They're just pedophiles.
I notice you're, for TV viewers can see it, obviously. Radio listeners can't. You're wearing a Make America Great Again, the classic red hat. You've got a Trump, Make America Great Again, white shirt. I guess you're in the suburbs of New York. You were describing to me during the break what it's like when you're on the train and people see this. What do they do?
Yeah, it's a funny city to wear this shirt in because New York changes so fast and there's so many different... Like, people think of New York as just the Upper West Side, rich liberals who read the New York Times, and that's definitely a big contingent, but there's the blue collars, the retired cops, there's Coney Island, there's all the immigrants, there's the yuppies, there's the rich girl blogger feminist with the blue hair. So you get off at different stops on the subway, and you're in different culture. And I was in Williamsburg today, and Manhattan, and in Williamsburg, when the hipsters see the shirt, you'd think they'd go like, screw you, but there's an air of capitulation. And they sort of just bow their heads. I think deep down they want to be dominated by Trump. And they know that their version of events isn't better. Like, they call it creative destruction, but it's really just sabotage. They want to wipe out traditionalism. And then you go, all right, what do you got? And they go, I don't know. You know, they did that with gender. They go, male and female is too restrictive. And you go, okay, what do you got? And they give us four more. And then they go, is that it? No. And they keep giving us more. And I realize... You're like ISIS. You're insatiable. You don't know what you want. You need...
I was about to say, they want to blow up traditionalism. Western traditionalism is what is the fount of true liberalism and all the choices. They're trying to blow up the source of all their damn freedom.
And you create a vacuum when you do that. And you know who fills in the vacuum? Not progressives, but ISIS, but immigrants, but Sharia law. As soon as you say marriage doesn't matter, then someone else moves in who's a polygamist and says, okay, we're going to do five Muslim wives who have to wear garbage bags on their heads.
I was about to say, though, why does the left, we talk a lot about this, but they don't just go along with Islam. They love it. It's like they're so mad at Christians that don't want to bake a cake, but then they totally want to flip out and just bow down and make excuses for the most radical, foaming-at-the-mouth caveman Islamicist.
It's bizarre, and I've spent hours trying to figure it out. The only thing I can do is come up with some sort of Freudian theory about daddy issues where they go, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I notice that my dad's uncomfortable when I'm a lesbian, when I'm not married. My dad gets uncomfortable when I take how to be gay in college. My dad gets uncomfortable when I support Islam. Okay, I like all those things. And you're sitting there as a dad going, you realize that most of those are not what's good for you. And Islam will wipe you out. You liberals will be the first to go if we get Sharia law in this country. The white male patriarchy that they hate so much is the one that gives them the most freedom, the most leeway.
So really, it's a bunch of spoiled brats, and then now they're just letting the robber in the front door, even though the robber's going to hog time and rape them.
Exactly. It's a real problem with this country, and I'm an immigrant from Canada, and I'm very grateful to be here. And one thing you notice, Ayan Hirsi Ali talks about this. She goes, these people have had nothing but freedom. They don't know how lucky they are. And as an entrepreneur from Canada who had to be punished by the government every time I came up with an idea, I am so thankful to be in a place where you can incorporate for $1,000 in Delaware and start your business the next day. These Americans don't know how lucky they are. And if one person, I'm glad you brought up Obama. If there's one person who doesn't understand the entrepreneur, it's Barack Obama. I mean, here's one tiny thing that is huge that no one gets if they haven't started a business. For every success, I estimate you have 12 failures. So when you go to a water park like Great Wolf Lodge, know that those brothers from Madison, Wisconsin, who started that, had a dozen brutal failures where their wives were thinking of leaving them, where they were overdrawn at the bank, where they were looking forward into an abyss of bankruptcy. They kept plugging away and they made it. But someone like Barack comes along who's never really done anything like that, and he goes, well, someone just gave you a water park. You used my roads to get to your water park, so you owe me half.
Even though it was the people's money that built the roads to begin with.
Yes, and you better not say that in New York, because when I go upstate, I pay at least $40 in tolls coming back and forth. So the roads here are not free, and we still have to struggle to get our taxes below 50%. I mean, it's New York is communist in a lot of ways, and these ingrates think it should be more. These anarchist punks who hate rules want more regulation.
I was about to say, everything's upside down. All the anarchists I see have Mao Zedong or Lenin or Stalin tattoos. They have red flags. They pull up in like brand new sports cars. And then they're calling themselves anarchists. They're the opposite of an anarchist. They're a statist little tick.
And it's frustrating. Like, at least with slavery, you go, all right, blacks should be the first to go. And there's an argument that they wouldn't be. And maybe you need the, I don't know, you need the labor. But with these artistic creative types and Mao, you go, I don't have to conjecture that you'd be the first to go. I saw he killed 77 million. The creative types were at the top of the list. So you're wishing your own suicide. It really is a form of self-hatred.
No, I agree. It's mass Stockholm syndrome, unconscious suicide, because no one beat the hell out of them when they were a kid. And I'm not saying it's great to be like that, but you know, most of us growing up at least had some rough times, had to get a job. I mean, the best thing ever happened to me was rough stuff. And I think it's that they've never had legitimate suffering. They don't know how good they've got it. So subconsciously, they're trying to commit suicide, but take us with them.
Couldn't agree more. And you can tell when someone's never been punched in the face. You can tell by the way they talk that they've never, ever had a moment where they go, oh, wow, there's ramifications for stuff I say. And another factor, by the way, outside of the awesome bullying that we all went through that was ultimately great for us, is kids. You know, you got someone like Angela Merkel. She doesn't have kids. She is purposely sabotaging her country, her culture. It's really like a mass shooting. She's sort of, I know I'm going to die. I'm going to take as many Germans down with me as I can.
What do you think's behind the $5 million they brought in there? They tried to cover it up. What they're doing here, daily stabbings, murders, bombings, and then the guy's named Ollie, they changed the name to David. I mean, this is beyond 1984. I mean, I don't know how they created such a freakazoid cult.
Well, here's what's going on here. They see themselves as superior to the masses, the dirty, unwashed masses, because they're communists. And communists ultimately are like monarchs. They have a hierarchy in their mind. And they will control the good like Obama, and he will dole out the good as he sees fit to those who deserve it, because we're too stupid to handle it. Alex and Gavin, they would just sort of feed their faces and then buy Ferraris and crash them into a fence post. So they go, here, I'm going to dole it out evenly. And what the media is also like that. Angela Merkel and the German press and the French politicians and the French press, they all say, I'm not going to report this too accurately, because I don't want to start a race war and I don't want there to be too much animosity. And you go, wait a minute, I thought your job was reporting on things. No. My job is slowly doling out the information and deciding what you are capable of. And then we find out, what was this, a couple weeks ago, that at Bataclan, they were castrating victims, taking out their testicles and putting it into these guys' mouths.
That's liberal.
As they die. And the press and the government cut that detail out because we're too stupid to handle it. We would get too mad and we're too irrational. So just like all political correctness is someone telling me what words to use for black and African-American this year and it's person of color, it's basically these Victorians, right? These modern Victorians.
It's all to make you feel insecure. You can never reach the level, the benchmark. We're just all guilty.
Yes. And the irony is they're telling us about things that they've never tried that we live in. And that's why I love that You Didn't Build That. I can't recommend this book enough, Michelle Malkin, Who Built That, where she's pretty apolitical about it, and she just goes through the guys who invented air conditioning, the guys with Maglite, flashlight, the Roeblings who built the steel bridges, all these great stories of entrepreneurs. And you just think, I wish I could force Obama and all these communists to read this. Because when you read about entrepreneurs, the people who built the Western world, you don't see these greedy, you know, rappers on jet skis. You see guys working their fingers to the bone for the betterment of society in general. I mean, look at air conditioning alone.
Because there's an instinctive need to build things and innovate in the highest levels of the human spirit, transcending things. And Gavin McGinnis is our guest. You're absolutely right. You look at communist countries, they can't even ever make cars. They have to buy their ships and tank factories from somebody else. I mean, look at North Korea. Look how South Koreans are even beating out the Japanese as innovators now. The North can't make a car. Look at the Russians, some of the best mathematicians and engineers in the world. Under communism, they could hardly make cars. I mean, it's so obvious that the claim that the state creates stuff is pure baloney.
I know, and it goes, I keep going back to evolution, which ultimately is code for God. I don't like to say God around atheists because they shut their ear holes, but isn't it curious that when we go against evolution and we say, actually, I'm going to go against this 250,000-year-old pattern of hunting a woolly mammoth, throwing a spear, getting a woolly mammoth, and just start doling out woolly mammoths to people and see how it goes. What you're doing there is you're playing God. And when you play God, you're messing with his formula, and it ultimately blows up in your
face. That's right, the animating contest of running them down, running them over the side of a cliff, and then cutting it up and processing it for the winter, or you die. It's not work. It creates a culture. Instead, imagine just people sitting around with woolly mammoth meat being dropped by helicopters. We wouldn't be here.
Austerity works, and that's why you see so much innovation. And I'm sorry, but if you're near the equator, you're not under duress. If you don't have Siberian winters in your history, you tend not to be as tenacious because the non-tenacious die. And I remember, I can't remember who it was that asked Vicente Fox when he was president of Mexico. They said, what have you come up with? What have you invented? And he talked about the Aztecs and the Mayan calendar and all this stuff. And they said, no, let's do the past 100 years. And he goes, the taco? It's not even that handy of a food, really. It's got nothing on it.
Now, wait a minute. Don't bash Mexican food. It has innovated quite a bit.
You can't eat it at an angle, and then it's falling out the side. It gets in your ears.
It's innovated my belt size. Hey, stay there. Gavin McGinnis, it is true. The studies of Ice Age civilizations, whether it be Japan or Europe or whatever, had to innovate.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Now
got to be fair to American culture. They were big on tracking the stars and mathematics and things like that. But like other cultures, it doesn't matter whether it was a northern culture or equatorial culture, they would get into the occult, into cultures of government control. As soon as populations became agrarian, there was actually too much food, is what Gavin was getting at. And so the decadence would set in, and a ruling class could hold back the food that they had everybody else basically plant. And so a form of caste slavery came in. And caste slavery didn't do too well in northern frozen climes. And a lot of sociologists, anthropologists, archaeologists have pointed this out. So that's why you see a lot of innovations going on in more inhospitable places, because that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And it's actually the plenty, nothing to do with IQs, it's just the plenty creates a decadence. And now look at us today. No matter what color we are dying because we have just been put in an artificial... It's kind of like going to Mars. You get there in a year and a half, you can't walk when you get off the spaceship because there's been no gravity. I mean, is that what you're getting at, Gavin?
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm getting at. It often feels like we're in the future. Look at how many different programs we do to try to go backwards in time and mimic a better work ethic or a more traditional society. Like going to the gym. I mean, we used to be on the farm every day. You'd work 11 hours tilling the land, and you'd come home exhausted and just have a meal and crash. Now we're not exercising enough, so we go out and we run on a treadmill. I mean, if people could see us walking up and down these computer stairs, these fake stairs, and walking on treadmills, they'd be stunned. And then with all
I was
the
about to say, they've dug up people from 10,000 years ago in England, and the average person was like stronger than Arnold Schwarzenegger or an Olympic lifter. I mean, these people would rip your arm out of your socket.
Yeah, you had to. And I keep talking to people, and they go, you know, like I was talking to a comedian the other day, and he goes, I'm really getting into Buddhism. I'm getting into meditation because I get too stressed out. And I realized, you're an atheist. You threw Catholicism away, even though you grew up like that. What you're talking about is Latin Mass, or they go to rehab. That's 40 days. That's Lent. So I think we're in the future in many ways. It's a lot like WALL-E, where we've had so much splendor and so many gifts that we almost have to reinforce discipline and make ourselves suffer.
I agree with you. So how do we do that, Gavin?
Well, we try to improve ourselves. Here's the thing. Like this conversation tends to drift into race, and I never wanted it to go there. It's when these lefties go, well, that's racist, and that's white male, and then we go, oh, really? I never really checked. And then you look around and you go, oh, yeah, I guess there are some white males there, but that's not where we go. We're Western chauvinists. And I started this group called the Proud Boys. We have meetings every month. We beat the crap out of each other until we can name five breakfast cereals. We all have tattoos that say Proud Boy. And we are proud of our testosterone and our masculinity. And we're noticing that these women appreciate it, too. We need to get back to this concept that the patriarchy is not the worst thing that's happened to civilization. It is civilization. And if you have a better
plan... Well, patriarchy is having a brother that if somebody attacks you, no matter how old you are, your brother's going to come kill him. Instead, women are just all alone to have punk men beat them up.
And you see this living in the city, living in New York City for 15 years. You know, someone has a sip of a drink. Richard Schwartz, by the way, who's working on Trump's campaign, was telling me this the other day. He goes, I'm walking up the stairs in the subway, and I see a big gulp that's just sitting on the stairs. And he goes, can you imagine yourself having a big gulp and going, all right, I'm done with this, and just putting it down on public stairs and walking away? It's a mentality that means I don't like you. And I think a big part of this mentality, this sort of disconnect from
society.
That's
right. It's a religion of crapping all over everyone and not caring about anybody but yourself. It's like crapping in the pool. I mean, they actually have the Islamics come and crap in the pool. It's like, look, when you crap in the pool, it ruins it for everyone, dummy. But they're getting off on that moment crapping in the pool, even though it's going to close it for the next 2 days. And so it's those of us that don't want to crap in the pool versus people that want to crap in the pool. We'll be back in 70 seconds with hour number four. Gucciardi's coming in 5 minutes, but I'm going to finish up with my good friend. He's going to continue on with Anthony.
CNLive.com today.